Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to, I can't even say, I'm just, it's so much. Welcome to the 100th, count it, 100th episode of Hand and Footprint, What is Your Legacy? Oh my goodness, I am Ricky Jones. And this is beyond a super Saturday for me. It is beyond a super Saturday for you all because you're here with me. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. I just can't. Words can't even tell you how excited I am to be doing the actual 100th episode of Hannah Footprint. To say that, and when it first came along, because it's funny because before I even got to this particular day and I started promoting it, someone had to point it out to me that, yo, you're getting ready to do your 100th episode. And I'm like, really? And I didn't think it was a big deal. But then when I started thinking about it and looking at how good God is and what I've been doing and been loving this mic life and been with you guys, oh, my goodness, it is something to behold to say that this is the 100th episode of Hand and Footprint. What is your legacy? And like I always say, you guys could have been anywhere for the last 99 shows, but you chose to be with me, especially today. You chose to be with me for the next hour and my wonderful guests celebrating 100 episodes and just loving this mic life and talking. Thank you so, so very much. Thank you. You could have been anywhere. As you guys know, the number is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. You guys can also hit me up on Facebook. We're doing messages through Facebook, so if you do want to do your shout-outs, thank you. A lot of people have been doing their shout-outs. Thank you. Thank you so much for celebrating with me this 100th episode. I truly appreciate it. What can I say? It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Philadelphia, and wherever you are, I hope you're having a fantastic time. Can you imagine? It's July. The year is almost over, guys. Oh, my goodness gracious. And I'm telling you, it is zooming by. This month, not only are we celebrating 100 episodes, but we're also celebrating this series that we're going to do this month, and I'm going to bring it back sometime later on during the end of latter part of the year, especially when we start talking about what you guys have done for the whole year and what you plan on doing for the new year. But this thing called Legacy Builders, and this is the series. This month, I'm telling you, we always have awesome guests. I can't say this month in particular, but we have some awesome guests all the time. This month is no different. We have some really good folks who are coming in, and we're talking about different genres. Today we're talking about, you know, author and blogging. Next week we're talking about things in the community out in California, what folks are doing for the young folks. Then at the end of the month we'll be talking to a film producer. So this is going to be kind of cool because this is the first time we're going to have a film producer on. And so I'm totally, totally excited about this whole legacy builders because that's what Hand and Footprints is about, what we all are doing, including me. It is a legacy. I'm building a legacy to have 100 shows, and I'm so excited about that. And I normally don't toot my own horn, but the awesomeness of today really, when I look at my own body of work and what you guys have done with me, and I'm talking to all my guests, I mean, going from 6 o'clock in the morning shows, and those of you who are rocking with me at 6 o'clock in the morning, thank you. Remember, we used to do these shows 6 o'clock in the morning for 30 minutes. And sometimes it took me a minute to get a guest, and sometimes it took me a minute not to get a guest. And to go from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6:30 to going to 10:30 to an hour, to do this show for an hour with the 99, because it's been, I looked at it the other day, I've had 97 guests. It's been about about 97, 96 guests. It's been about 2 to 3 shows that I basically did a solo. But truly, I would not have gotten to 100 with 96, 97 guests if it wasn't for the guests that I've had and if it wasn't for you guys calling in and listening. Oh, we are lighting it up today. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys could have been anywhere. but you're here with me. Listen, let's talk about the legacy builders. This lady right here, I'm just going to get into it, and then we're going to get into you guys calling and pushing the number one. If you have a comment or a question, you want to give a shout out, I see you guys. I see you. I do see you pushing the number one, and I'm going to get to you soon. I want to introduce our guest. We'll get her started, and then I'm going to get into you guys saying what you have to say. But I truly, truly, I'm just in awe. Now, I'm usually not for a loss of words because I run my mouth a whole lot, but I'm just in awe. But I'm going to talk about Marika. Let me tell you about Marika Mayo Cornelius. Let me tell you, this girl, this lady, I'm not even going to say girl because this lady here has established and distinguished herself in the writing world. She's released over 20 successful novels, and that is something. And you guys have been on, and I've had a lot of authors, and they tell you it is not just whistling Dixie to be able to put that pen to the paper. And she has a whole lot of, and we're going to talk about some of her titles, but she has successfully written over 20 novels, and she has presented, I'm going to say, I know you, Marika, you will have to correct me, but when we talk about these novellas, because we're going to ask, what is a novella? She's done Dead Man's Mayhem, Executions, Karma. I'm telling you, she has some good stuff, and it's not just the run-of-the-mill stuff. It's stuff to really make you say, what? Beside her being an author, she's a founder and chief editor of various blogs, celebrity, gospel, and entertainment sites, some of which she stopped doing for a time being, just for the time being, where she's able to host interviews with multitude of artists and reality show stars from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Hollywood Exes, author Kimberla Lawson Roby, who was also on here, and we love Kimberla. Love you, Kimberla. Omar Tyree, Lee McKnight, Eric Green, Donnell Duchanan, and even musical artists such as gospel group Take Six, gospel music leading man singer Ernest Pugh, R&B singer Chrisette Michelle, Little Boy Wonder Music, Inc. founder and singer-songwriter Brian Poppin, and more. Currently, she's taken a hiatus, like I said earlier, from her celebrity blogging to focus on releasing more of her written projects, which span the different genres of horror, urban, romance, Christian, thrillers, sci-fi, and historical fiction. And that is saying a whole lot. I'm just saying, I'm going to her own horn to say that you're going from different genres, and a lot of your authors will tell you that is something amazing. She's also the editor-in-chief of AkiriEmpress.com. You're going to have to correct me when you get on, babe. Where writing tips, events, and more publishing world, she shares her different views on how you can, if you're out there and you want to write. She's a co-owner of this publishing brand, and Marika's also found the T with Marika C on her website, and we'll make sure that we give that out. She's a graduate of the University of South Carolina, South Carolina in the house. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Instagram. You can find her a whole lot of places once she gets off the air, but I'm telling you, she's right here. Good morning, Marika.
Hi. How are you? You make me sound like I've done so much. Oh, my goodness.
But, boo, you have. You have done a whole lot. Have you seen your resume?
You know what? I haven't seen it. I just been working, girl. I just been working. But you know what? I want to congratulate you on your 100th show. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And like I said, I couldn't have done it without having people like you and people like all of my guests. All of my guests are so special because, listen, a lot of you all of you, and I'm not going to say a lot of you, all of you all are famous in your own right, and for you to take time in all the things that you guys do, especially you and all that you're doing, you took time to say, first of all, you took time in the time that you called in on one of my shows to talk to another guest, and the fact that you accepted my invitation, because you didn't have to do that, because a lot of people are like, oh, well, you don't have enough numbers, you don't have enough this, you don't have enough that, you're too small for us, you're too small for me, and I truly appreciate you taking the time to be on with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome, and I don't even believe like that. My whole thought is we're together in this. Everybody's together, and there's never anybody that's lower than me or, you know, because we all come from the same place. We all came out of our mother's womb sometimes, you know, and so we're here together, and just to be on your show, I mean, it's fabulous. No matter how big you are, I mean, it's your show, and it's a great show. I listened to it before. I mean, it's fabulous. I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, okay, so I'm going to deviate a little bit because it's the 100th episode. I'm going to deviate. You, normally, you know, I usually talk to you for a good chunk of the time, but we have people pushing one, so I want to make sure that I get my folks in, and then we're going to spend the rest of the time talking to you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to start down the list. Good morning. Thank you for calling Hannah for Prince. How are you?
Good morning. Tony Love, how are you? Congratulations.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony Love. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm good. Wanted to say congratulations, and like I said, I can't always catch a show because I'm usually ripping and roaring with one or both for the kids, but I always find you inspirational, and the people that you bring on are just always fill me up with what I need. So I'll just keep doing what you're doing, and I'll be quiet and listen. Have
well,
a great day.
Thank you. I'm going to say this. Tony Love is going to be quiet for a little bit because she's going to be on. We'll let you know soon, but she's going to be on because we're going to talk about her album release. And that's, Marika, that's the whole thing about what I love about doing Hannah Footprint, where I get a chance to bring on wonderful people like you, Tony, and a couple other folks who are calling in to say, you know, happy on the 100th. It has truly been a blessing to be able to meet you all and the talents that you guys have. Because, I mean, you being an author and a blogger, and we talked this morning, we were laughing and talking. That's the other thing that I love about doing these shows is that I get a chance to talk to you guys before we talk on the show, and it's so funny because I feel like, and a lot of you, and you and I haven't met face-to-face yet, but when I get a chance to talk to you, the blessing that I have is that we feel like we've been talking for ages. But the fact that when I read your bio and talking about all that you've done, babe, the fact that you have done different genres to write is absolutely amazing because I hear a lot from authors to say, hey, you know, it is more than a notion to be able to do this. And so the first question, you know, I always ask people, how did you know that this is what, how did you get into it?
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and start off like this. I was in third grade. I remember the grade I was in. I was in third grade, and I was looking at Oprah. I think Oprah just started her big talk show thing, and it influenced
right.
me so much until I was like, you know what? I want to write a book, and I want to win this huge prize. You know, that's how little third graders think, you know. So I'm like, I want to win this huge prize for writing a book. But I always kept that to myself. I never went about talking about telling everybody I'm going to write these books, I'm going to be major, I'm going to huge things. I just always kept that to myself. But it was a prayer. It all started with a prayer, honestly, to the Lord. And I said, Lord, please help me to be able to write at least two books, right? And so now, all this time later, you know, here I am with about to be my 22nd book, actually. I'll release this fall. Yeah, but I dropped out of medical school. Believe it or not, my first book, like you said, I went to the University of South Carolina. I was a bio major. And first day of classes, I was like, okay, I sat down on my grandmother's bed. And I said, you know what, am I going to go to class or not? I spent so much time trying to get to medical school. But also, before I even got to the University of South Carolina, I was also leaning toward journalism because I love to write. I've always loved to write. I just never was outspoken about it. So I'm sitting on my grandmother's bed, and I'm like, okay, first day of school, everybody's thinking, okay, I'm going to go to med school. So next thing I know, I just say, well, I'm not going. I prayed about it, of course, and I said, well, I'm not going to go. I think I'm going to use this one life that I have to live, and I'm going to live it for me and what I want to do and the gift that I have. You know, I love anatomy and all that stuff, and I'm also an optician. But at the same time, I said, you know, I want to write. So next thing I know, the phone call, I didn't know medical school called if you didn't show up. So I'm like, okay, I'm just not going to show up. So I'm sitting over there. I'm like, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go, whatever. So I call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm not going to medical school, you know, forever. She's like, okay, whatever, you do what you do. And she was really supportive. She wasn't angry or anything. She's like, you do what you do. So next thing you know, the phone rings. And I'm like, oh, who is this? I'm like, hello? And it's the medical school. Girl, I about hit the floor. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm in trouble. Like, I'm grown. I'm grown, and I'm like, I'm in trouble. What, I cannot come to class? I'm like, what's the first day of classes, and you have not shown up? We were just wanting to know, are you coming? And I'm like, well, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm just not going to go. I think I'm going to be a writer instead. And honestly, that very first day, I went into my grandmother's den. At the time, I was living with her. And I went into my grandmother's den, and I started writing on my debut novel, Secret. But since then, I mean, in Secret blew up. There was no such thing as e-books and digital books at that time, so you had to do a lot of footwork if you were self-published.
Right.
After that, you know, I got married. My husband dropped the book as well, and we were on the road. We were on the road, and Secret was, like, the best thing that ever happened to me. I didn't know people were actually going to take to Secret as they did, but from Chicago all the way down to Florida, it's been my bestseller. It's been my bestseller, and I've always known that I wanted to write cross genres. I mean, I've always, I wouldn't say I'm ADHD or anything like that.
Or you may have multiple personalities.
I know, right? I have a couple personalities tucked in my back pocket. I don't know what, but yeah, like, I mean, it all depends on my mood. I mean, this is a diverse world we live in, and I just could not see myself writing the same type of story every time. I want to write a good story every time,
right,
but I don't want it to be the same exact thing. Like, when you pick up my book, I don't want you to be able to predict what it is. So that's how my writing got started. I'm a little dropout. I'm a medical school dropout.
Listen, we thank you for being a medical school dropout. So, listen, everyone should be I'm a firm believer in everyone should get an education, and everyone should further the education, but everything is not for everybody. You know, 4 years, 2 years, technicals, every place is not for everyone, but you should get some type of education beyond high school. You should get something.
I agree.
I think that helps along. I think that helps along with life and gets you to see things a little bit differently. You should definitely try something. Like, I have to say, if I had done this right out of high school, I wouldn't have appreciated it. You know what I mean? Like, I think it took me having to go to get my undergrad degree and to become an educator by profession to be able to run my mouth on a regular basis for this to be able to say, you know what I mean? Like, for me to write, because that's what I do. I stand in front of people and I run my mouth all day long, and they look at me like I have three heads, and that's okay. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're supposed to do. And as long as they take at least one piece of knowledge away from it, I'm good to go. So when my partner in crime, Brother O, introduced me to this, and I said, at first I wasn't receptive to it, and I was like, okay, yeah, all right, whatever. We'll just do this, and I'll play the backup kid, whatever. But to develop into this and for me to hear my voice, to go beyond the classroom and to see that people have the same thing that I say in the classroom is everybody has a story and you use it, it's the same thing. So, listen, I'm glad for you to be a medical school dropout, okay? Like I say, beauty school dropout. I'm glad, boo, because if we had, listen, we wouldn't have been able to have this conversation about you doing 22 novels and cross genres. I mean, because that, to me, it may sound like every day is a thing to you, just like you say to me, Ricky, you being on here, and that's amazing to me. I'm impressed by that. That's the kind of stuff of why this show is what it is. And we're going to take a caller, okay?
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. How are you? Good morning, 215-827. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
I told you I was coming to you.
I know you were. I was digging in all the knowledge and all the insight and information from your guests, the authors, and, you know, the inspiring stories, and I was just taking it all in. I'm out here in Mantua doing some community building work, but I could not pass up on this awesome opportunity to call in and celebrate with you on your 100th episode, your 100th airing, and it's just an awesome event, and I just, again, just had to call in while I'm even out here doing some community building work myself. And by the way, for your listening audience who may not recognize my voice, I've been on the show quite a few times. This is Jeffrey Jones. I'm the Be Me Community Manager and also the CEO and founder of Greater Days Ahead. We do inspiring things to help you for a brighter future by allowing them to make better decisions today. And with BME, we help to build strong and caring communities inspired by the stories of black men. So, again, I'm out here doing some community building work, but I had to call in to my sister and give her some shout-out and some love for her 100th episode because she's doing a great thing out there. She's, like he said, she was on the grind, you know, 6 a.m. and, you know, barely knowing if she could get any listeners and support. But here it is now, 100 episodes later. Man, this is awesome, and I'm excited for you, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Jones. No relation. Thank you so much, and check out the things that this brother and the BME community are doing, Greater Days Ahead. They are doing some awesome work out here. And those of you who are just tuning in, thank you and welcome. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. This is the 100th episode. So if it seems like it's a little bit different than what we normally do, it's okay. Different is good. Different is great. We are celebrating 100 episodes. Thanking you all for listening, thanking the guests for being the fabulous folks that they are. We're on with Marika Cornelius, and she is talking about her awesomeness. The number is 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. Thank you, folks that are on Facebook. Thank you so much. I know a couple of you said that you can't call in right now, but I appreciate it. Thank you for the shout-outs and the loves and the congratulations. Those of you who can't listen to it right now and those of you who are listening to it online, you can always hit me up either right here on Blog Talk Radio in the chat room or you can hit me up on Facebook. And that has been interesting because we've been having fun with the chatting and everybody talking in Facebook, so thank you so much for that. If you miss any part of what's going on, you know these shows are always archived 24/7. When I put the link out in the different various places where I am, social media, make sure you guys click it and enjoy and share the wealth and pass on. And so we're going to go back to our guest. And, oh, and I wanted to say, too, about Jeff Jones. He's been on the show a couple of times. He actually was one of the first, when I started doing the series of June was dedicated to black men, he was one of my first guests to talk about what different men, what black men were doing in the community, and he's been on since. He's actually, and that's what the other thing that I love about this, of doing this, because of people that I meet and having them on guests, and then they turn around and give me, oh, let me tell you about this person, and you should have them on your guests, or they introduce me to people. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you so much for that, because I've had a couple of brothers to come on and have been absolutely awesome and amazing. Shout out to Marvin Dutton, hey, and shout out to Mr. Austin out there, hey, thank you so much. Thank you. You guys have been definitely an inspiration in the community and definitely been putting my ears to different people. Shout out to Randall Toby. I'm telling you, June was awesome with the black men that we have. July is even more awesome. Every month that we have people is absolutely awesome. Thank you, Marika. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know I'm going to thank you all day because, again, you were also a listener. And it's funny because you were a listener and you introduced me to your book, not to your book, to the group that you have on Facebook, to the different authors that are writing their stuff out there, they're getting their grind on, and thank you for coming from there to here. So thank you for introducing me to all of that. So I really appreciate it. I truly do appreciate it. So now let's talk about that. Yeah, we talked about a little bit because we'll come back to you writing the book, but now let's talk about this whole, our wonderful world of blogging. How did you get into that?
Blogging came about. I've always wanted a magazine. Now, again, I'm talking about, see, I'm aging myself, but this is before all the big time, the digital age, you know, with everything online. I've always wanted a magazine. Well, not always, but, you know, when I got into, right, a little bit right before I got married, I said I always wanted a magazine. Well, and my husband, who was a media arts major at the time, he was like, well, you know, this is internet thing. You might want to think about blogging. And I was like, man, get out of here. You know, what is that? You know, I had no idea what it was. So I started a newsletter instead. Didn't heed his advice at all. Started a newsletter. And I had a bunch of, had a big email list. And I was putting out articles about
you know, the current situations and, you know, and then I started doing celebrities. Thought it was really interesting, the type of things. Like, at that time, I thought it was extremely interesting. And so I was like, let me do some celebrity, write about some celebrities. But, you know, the newsletter could only go so far. And, again, I said, well, you know, I need revenue, you know. If I'm going to be doing this, I need some revenue so I can keep doing it. So he was like, you know, instead of talking about, and I started looking up how to form a magazine, how to do all this research. He said, look, I'm telling you, do your blog. So I'm like, okay. So what prompted me to really throw myself into it, I was fired from my job. I think I told you I'm an optician. And so I was fired. This crazy lady decided to fire me, right? So so I said, okay, cool. You know, it's not like I can't blog. And so that was it. I was like, hold up. I have to blog now. I have my books. They're making revenue, but I had to travel at that particular time to make my revenue, okay? I couldn't travel just having my baby. So I was like, all right, let me go ahead. I already had a site and everything. But I said, let me go ahead and really make this start popping because now I need some money, okay? Even though the unemployment could pay my mortgage, you know, I couldn't get any assistance because I made too much, okay?
Right.
So I was like, all right, let me go ahead. And because I needed a new car, we just wrecked the car. The car got totaled. So I said, okay. We need some revenue. I just got fired from my job, right? So I said, let me go ahead. I said, let me go ahead and put my money where my mouth is. I said, I'm talking about this game like I can write and I can do this. I said, if I'm an author already, I know I can write a blog. This would be no sweat. So I said, let me just go ahead and do what he said do. So literally I started blogging, and I made so much income I was able to just buy another car off the rip, right? I made income that way. And take care of my other bills, my little debt, loans, and all this other kind of stuff. I was paying for that. And celebrity blogging came just that easy. I would literally wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I would go until midnight every day. And it wasn't like I was writing one or two posts a day. In order to make celebrity blogging work, because you're not really in competition with a lot of people, but there's
right.
so many bloggers out there, until you need people to come into like how you put things together on your site. And you know what it's like, Ricky. You know, you have to build your own brand. So basically that's what I did. I was actually writing. I didn't do one or two, because one or two posts wasn't going to get me anywhere. So from 4 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock, I mean to midnight, I would literally write 20 to 30 articles a day. And I followed every single celebrity from Chris Brown to Morgan Freeman. I'm talking, I followed everybody. And the one thing that actually threw my blog into another realm, I should say, is when, I believe his name is Charlemagne the God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you ever heard of him. But Charlemagne the God.
I've heard of him.
Well, he noticed. I remember when Chris Brown and Rihanna got into that little thing when Chris Brown hit Rihanna and messed her face up really bad. And I wrote about it. And I forgot exactly how I put things, but Charlamagne the God, like, read it. And it literally shut my site down after he read it, because he sent everybody to my site, and I couldn't even get on my own site, couldn't see it, and my whole site shut down. So many people came to the site. Just because he mentioned
wow.
it. Okay, so that was exactly how it prompted my, it took my blog, which was inthebasement.com, inthebasement.com, to a whole other level. And so really then I knew I had to work then, because this is what I wanted, this is what I asked for, so that's what I got. And literally I ended up, that's when I started interviewing all those people over a certain amount of time. I mean, I was being invited to different red carpet events. It just opened up a huge world. And then I opened up a fashion blog, which was runway401.com. I opened up a gospel blog, yadig.com. But it's a lot of work. And I was doing this all by myself. So literally, I hardly slept. It was amazing. Every time something happened, I don't care if it was on the BET Award show, anything, I had to jump on it. Thing about celebrity blogging is, you do want to kind of be first with the information. So you want to be there when something happens. So, I mean, it was a time for me it was a big time for me, and it actually supplied me with the income that I needed to stay afloat and finish writing the rest of my novels, because, you know, when you work at home, you don't have to go out to a job, so you're just working, just constantly working. But it was good. It was good.
Now, even though it was supplying you income, did you find that why you did it was because of the, that's what started it, was because of the income. But as you were doing it, did you find that you were having more fun with it just doing it and really weren't concerned with income? You know, a lot of times we get into stuff and we're like, all right, we're going to do this whole, we're going to make the money. And a lot of times we get driven by the money, and sometimes we miss out on what it brings us, the blessings that it brings us besides the money.
Now, that,
did you find that to be
the case? That's another thing. Yeah, that's another thing. I enjoyed blogging. However, celebrity blogging became almost, it was too stressful. And so what I wanted to do was blog about something. I really had to pray about this because I enjoy doing it because I'm a writer. And as a writer, you know, I feel like writers are, I'm an actor almost. I can become something else in writing.
Right.
But it became really stressful. I would try and even like go out of my blogging mode, but no, people around me wouldn't let me. So it was kind of, it was always stressful. Like if I would go outside, neighbors or whoever I run into, so tell me about this celebrity today, and I'm like, I'm really not trying to talk about that right now. it became like, oh my gosh. And then somebody started calling me Little Oprah. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm not even Little Oprah. Wait, time out. Like, I went to a party. I wanted to celebrate with somebody. And people got around the table, literally, and started asking me about celebrities again. And so I was like, I'm not at work. I'm not at work. Don't do that. But I really do. I started to feel the pressure of, I started to feel the pressure of people wanting me to be the gossiper or the one who always was in the know. And when that happened to me, I began to get really, really stressed. Blogging became really almost this big force. Celebrity, but I don't want to say blogging. Blogging isn't that force. It's the celebrity blogging. People expected me to know all the time. And it was becoming a big crunch for me. And so that kind of pushed me away from it. And then when I started interviewing people, I'm not a mean girl. So when I started interviewing people, people would actually get upset when I didn't corner celebrities. Like, they wanted me to corner them.
They wanted
me to
do the dirty work. All the questions they had, they wanted you to do it.
Yes, they wanted me to corner them and ask them about certain things that I knew not to be true. I knew that possibly, you know, everybody makes mistakes and everybody may make a wrong turn at some point, even if they're a celebrity. I mean, no one's perfect. And I just don't like to corner people like that. So when they would get angry with me, literally, they would say, you didn't ask this question. Why her husband and this, oh, my gosh, Ricky, it just became too much. So I said, let me back up because I didn't realize that my blogging would actually thrust me into a point where people expected more and they wanted me to almost hurt people just to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want, even in my blog, I noticed that, you know, there's a fine line I did not want to cross. And I could talk about something if it came from the horse's mouth, but I really don't like to say, oh, he said, she said, blah, blah, and then it'd be fake. I don't like to,
right,
you know, to know gossip about people and then it'd be wrong.
And that's the crazy thing, that people want. It is sad because that's the image, like when you get into celebrities and when you get into blogging. And I'm not knocking it because there are some people who push the envelope. Because I know I hear, you know, besides doing this show, you know, I do my Wednesday night show. And my Wednesday night show is totally different from my Saturday morning show. And I do that, and I have to say that every time that I do my Wednesday night show. I tell people, especially for my supporters, I'm sorry, I was getting messages. I have to tell them, like, this show is not Hannah Footprint. And if you, because I had a couple people who sent me messages like, oh my gosh, you are totally different on that show. Yes, because first of all, it's two different titles, and it's two different modes. You know, my Wednesday night show is all about the things that come across my mind. So it's my opinion. It is totally my opinion. It doesn't mean that it has anything to do with Hannah Footprints. Hannah Footprints is a celebration of what people are doing. And I've lost a couple of listeners who, like, well, And that's okay. That's all right. They can stay with, it's okay for them to stay with the, you know, with Hannah Footprints. I'm cool with that. I'm really cool with that because, hey, everybody doesn't want to touch the subject. And so when I pick my subjects that I go across, I'm very careful about that because I do have to think about, you know, folks who do support me. But then sometimes I'm like, listen here. At the end of the day. And it's kind of funny because you find that balancing act where you want to do, even when you're writing your books or if you're doing your blogging, you want to do what makes you happy. You want to do what fills your spirit. But then you say to yourself, I don't want to alienate anybody. But then you say to yourself, well, listen here. Y'all know where y'all can go with y'all. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah. I know, I do. No, I understand you 100% because there's a point in time where, you know, I'm like, I want to sleep at night. I don't want to feel any guilt, and I want to be happy too. Like, not only do I want to entertain everybody out there, but I want to be happy too. Like, I don't want to go to bed thinking I didn't do what my soul wanted me to do. You see what I'm saying? So, It's I mean, just like you with your show, like you have a particular moment you do this. There's a time for everything, and I just think, you know, even if people leave your show or want to listen to one show versus another show or read this book or read one blog versus another blog, it's really not competition. It's just that personal preference. And, you know, just like anything else, I mean, you have a choice on what you do, and they have a choice on what they listen to or watch.
Listen, we started. I'm getting ready to bring my partner on because he's going to say his congratulations and he has to go and handle his business. But when we started, I told you this morning, we only had two listeners. We had four good listeners, and then we moved up to 72. And then as we were doing our creative process, we were talking about, and I used to say to them, listen, who's supposed to listen? That's who God wanted them to listen. And when we deviated and we went on our own journeys, I started Hannah Footprints, and he started with the Beverly Nation. It was like, and when he started, it was, he only had 100, then it got to 1,000. And I used to say it to him all the time, because I would call in and say, hey, don't worry about it, because who's supposed to listen is going to listen. Now he's up to 6 million plus listeners. And I look at him, because some people are like, oh, well, y'all started together, and because I've actually had people say this to me, you know, oh, y'all started together and he has so many of this and you only have. No, it's not I only have. I have what I'm supposed to have because this is my
journey. Say it again.
At first, now, I'm be honest with you. At first, I was kind of like, oh, he got 1,000 listeners? And hell, I'm happy with the 50. And I had to say, well, Dad, what am I doing? But I had to realize his journey is different. My journey is something totally different. And it's crazy. It really is crazy. As wonderful as this is, this world is nuts. It really is nuts in a good way. It really is. Hey, Brother O, how you doing? Now that I'm finished talking about you.
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, we want to thank God for what he's done for us, what he continues to do for us on a constant basis. I said it every night on what we do. And to Miss Mayo Cornelius, good morning.
Good morning.
You do books. I am a big advocate of you. I am a friend of poetry. I am a friend of, you know, just the writing, because, you know, I write poetry, and, you know, it's something about when you are in that zone of writing, you know, no one can touch you. No one has the ability to take you off your square. I got to go there because this is the I'm going to make this authentic. Ricky, my name is Oladele M. Ngozi. I am the CEO of the one and only Beverly Nation Network on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I am a partner of Miss Ricky R. Jones, going back to October 4th, 2012, House and Days Productions on Blog Talk Radio. So this young lady is very, very special to me. You understand
all
what I'm
right.
saying? We started this network fledgling, all right? Now, we had four good supporters, but Ricky, you got to remember, we had 17 folk on our first episode on October 4th, 2012.
Right. I
17 people.
Mm-hmm.
17 people.
And we were happy with those
17
units.
Yes, we are. I'm proud of those units. I'm very proud of those units. And now we have gone from 17 units combined to the wonderful Hands and Footprints franchise that she's put on Blog Talk Radio to 100. I have done tomorrow on our network when we have our chaplain come on. We will have 589 episodes, Miss Mayo Cornelius, on the one and only Beverly Nation. We've been blessed
great.
To be at almost 11 million on Blog Talk.
Wow.
And it all started, you know. And now here's the difference. Now, here's the difference, folks. She's on twice a week now, of course, with the conundrum. But Ricky does her show all week, and she does a fantabulous job making sure that she is prepared to have guests on every single show. I mean, the percentage, you do the math, the percentage is 96% of her shows had guests. Look at that. Now, the difference between me and Ricky, before I go into my accolades of the one and only Ricky Rochelle Jones, I'm on six nights a week. Okay, six nights a week, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time or Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, and I produce great hosts. God has given me the ability to be able to have my 6 minutes of smoke and mirrors, or 6 minutes where I come on the end at the end of my show with my Ngozi time. But I've been blessed. You know, and I have to say my testimony to all the people out there in Blog Talk. If it wasn't for this lady, I don't think that we'd be able – of course it's God and my talent. But if it wasn't for this lady on who I'm celebrating today, it wouldn't have been no Beverly Nation. It wouldn't have been no Hands and Footprints. What we did on Hao Shinde's production – was a grand practice. People don't understand what I mean by it. It was a grand practice. We were honing our skills for what we were going to do later on. So, I mean, I took Beverly Nation to another level where Ricky is our own entity. I have people that count on me every single day. And I love it, though, because I love broadcasting. Now it's talking about Ricky Jones. Ricky Jones, and you're no exception, ma'am, our very special guest today. She's had some outstanding guests on her franchise. There is no doubt she has helped so many people with her ministry. Everybody cannot do this. And she always says from the gate, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. I mean, that's her moniker. That is who she is. Ricky doesn't have time for a lot of foolishness. There's a lot of people that, I'm going to say on the air right now, that, you know, the haters that back out on her show. Okay, because you know what? Let me explain something to you. You wasn't good enough to be on Ricky's show. And I'm saying it because, you know me, I'm the bad boy, the villain of Blog Talk Radio. You know, I get over 2,000 hate mails a day. And sometimes, and Ricky knows, sometimes I get 142 average of death threats every day. That's what we do, because we're making a difference. The key is, can you make a difference? And that's what it's all about. So all I know is that through all that, I'm going to say what Ricky can't say. You weren't good enough to be on the show. I hope you're listening. I hope all you folks that have tried, you know, because a lot of people, remember, 96 have been there. I'm not talking to the 96 guests who have blessed Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking about the inadequate few that backed up on Ricky Jones. Guess what? It wasn't God's will for you to be blessed, to be exalted on her show. You're beneath Hands and Footprints. What is your legacy? Now, how about that? And I mean that. And you know what? And if you have any comments, suggestions to what I said, you can email me at oladele.ngozi, both my and gmail.com. I must say to you, Ricky, congratulations on what you have done.
Girl,
And also, I want everybody to let know, Ricky, I'm very proud of you. I love you. I'm very proud of you, you know, because we are the greatest thing that ever happened to Blog Talk Radio. We are the greatest thing that ever happened to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, all the other hosts out there listening, wonderful, just follow behind me and Ricky, and then you might learn something about broadcasting. And I'm still your mother and father's favorite producer. My name is Ola Deli Malewa Ngozi, saying good morning and good luck.
Come.
And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Let the hate mail begin.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? And I wish you could listen, at some point in time, I'm going to move this to Skype, where we could be doing Skype messages and have this on.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, because that's going to require my face to be beat up every day, you know, and I got to be ready.
Every day, Ricky,
but
every day.
Every day. And I haven't gotten to that where I could be up like that every day, but it's coming. But it's funny because as much as I cringe sometimes when he does that, but he speaks the truth, because just like you and I were talking, when we talk about this business and you doing your blogging, you doing your writing, and like you said earlier, some people are going to be for it and some people are not going to be for it, because it's supposed to be who it's supposed to be for. And I think a lot of times what we get caught up in, and even us being fans of other folks, sometimes we get caught up in this whole putting people up on a pedestal and thinking they're, you know, different. You know, I look at you as an author and I'm amazed, but I also understand and I respect your craft. And I think sometimes people forget that it's something, you got to work at this. You have to work at this.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, because for the 96, 97 guests that I've had on, you know, it takes a lot to put myself out there and ask them. Because for the 96 and 97 that I've had of you all who said yes, there have been at least 115 who have said no, or have not
wow,
even responded
yeah.
at all. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? You know, they've not responded at all, because I do like you do, I follow people. I tell my life coach, I have a wonderful transformation specialist, Tina C. Hines, and she had a workshop, and she was talking about, all right, how do you guys do what you do? And I said, well, I stalk my guests. I go trolling. And she said, please don't say that you stalk them and troll them and all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, this is
you
what
don't
I do.
Troll, Ricky. You don't
listen,
troll, Ricky.
Listen, I troll. I don't care what they say. I troll through to see what people say. Instagram is my friend. I love Instagram. Because
see, Twitter is my friend. Twitter
can
is my friend and Facebook. Now, Instagram, I'm growing with Instagram. I'm trying. I'm trying.
I'm growing. I tell you, Instagram, I love Instagram. I actually love them all. I love Instagram, and I love Google+. But Instagram is hilarious because you can see pictures, and that's how you can go and follow people. But you're right. Facebook is my friend, too, because I've had more success with my guests with Facebook than any other social medias, because it's the instantaneous right then and there, and they'll tell you whether
mm-hmm.
or not Kick Rock wear flip-flops or, you know, sure, I want to come on and be with you. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I find it, but it is something. If you don't want to put yourself out there to be hurt, this is definitely not a place for you.
It's not for you. No,
when
there are goons out there that will, yes, there are goons out there that will rip you apart. I mean, look, if you write a book, I mean, I've written plenty. I've written novellas. I have a book of poetry out, novels, short stories. But thing is, if you're not confident about yourself, and if you can't, look, I'm not telling anybody to not care what people say. Sometimes you do need to listen to what others have to say. That's only if they're saying it in love and trying to actually help. However, there are a lot of goons out there, a lot of people who want to drag you to the bottom in everything that you do. Those are the people you have to cut, and you can't listen to it. You can't allow it to affect what you want to do in your life. I write books. I write cross-genre. Everybody doesn't read cross-genre. Some people stick with urban. Some people stick with romance, you know, and they may not like my horror. A lot of people don't read horror. I write horror,
yeah,
but I'm not sitting.
A lot of people
go ahead.
Don't, and I have to say a lot of, I hate to categorize, but a
mm-hmm.
lot of people of color, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but enough people of color do not get into horror, hence why you don't see a lot of people of color writing horror. I'm telling you, horror is absolutely wonderful because it really,
yeah.
it speaks to your imagination. It does speak
it
to your
imagination. It is great.
It's
awesome. Yeah, it's awesome. And thing is, and that's what I want to, that's what I want to do. It's like, look, I mean, I never thought I would write a horror. And so my first horror was Inside the Gates of Doom. And I was afraid to put it out because I said, oh, my gosh. First of all, you have to know how to scare people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's difficult to do, especially on paper. And you have to be able to create an atmosphere of suspense, okay? And I got my first when I got my first review on it, I was terrified. My husband said, you got a review on Inside the Gates of Doom. I said, oh, Lord, what is it, right? And he's like, they said they loved it. And they were a fan of black horror. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what? You mean to tell me? So, I mean, everyone's not going to like what you write, but as long as you love what you write and you really do put effort into what you write and not just throwing something out there just to try and collect cash. I mean, I love my art. I call it art because it's like a blank canvas. You're writing and you're creating something on canvas. It's art. And so I love what I do, and as long as I create the best picture for my readers and the best story for my readers, then I'm satisfied. I never put a book out, never, unless I'm truly satisfied. I write books in a month or two. Novels I can write in a month or two. A short story I can write in a day. But
wow.
It has to be right. It has to be completely right or I will not put it out. I'm behind in what I'm supposed to put out because I'm writing a novel right now that's to release in the fall. And it has to be right. I'm just on chapter 7, but I have to kind of get it together. I'm actually on break, Ricky. This is my break. I'm working, but I'm on break because
okay,
generally I would have already written this novel if I wasn't on break.
Right.
I've been writing this novel for about 2 months, but I'm just doing it easy because last year I put out too many books. I went out way too much. I was like going at it. I'm looking crazy. I didn't do my hair, Ricky. I was looking crazy, girl. I was looking, girl. I didn't get dressed. I washed pajamas, go in my office, right? Like, I was tacky. This time I might do my hair when I step outside.
And your supporters start looking at you like you're crazy. They start looking at you like, hey, all right, what you doing? They and in the process they learn to leave you be, but then sometimes they look at you like, really? Really?
Oh, yeah, I can go up to Walgreens. I can go – Walgreens is right up the street from me, and literally they know I write. And I walk in there almost barefoot, girl. They're like, you writing? Yep, I'm writing. Just let me get something to eat, and I'll walk back out. Like they know exactly what time it is. I'm like, hey, I'm not going. And then, like, when I do dress up, if I have an event to go to, they're like, oh, my
right.
gosh, they barely recognize me. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can beat myself down
I get
now.
That.
I can beat it. Beat it up.
Listen, I'm so thankful for the young lady over at the boutique that beats me up because, listen, I do okay job, but she does an even better job, and I'm so glad for it. So when I have to be – when I truly have to be Ricky, I can be Ricky. We have a couple more callers. For those of you who are just tuning in, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we have a couple more callers. Good morning. Thank you for holding. You've been on for such a long time, and I appreciate you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 215-917. All right, I guess you're not ready yet. That's okay. We're going to come back to you. But I want to thank you and acknowledge you that you've been holding on for a long time and appreciate that you've been on with the show. Those of you who are just tuning in, thank you so much for calling in. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. This is the 100th episode, and we thank you for being on with us. We're on with the wonderful, the talented, the exciting Miss Marika Mayo Cornelius, and we have another caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome. How are you?
Hold on.
Hi. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
That's good. I just wanted to give you a quick shout-out and congratulate you on your 100th show. And keep up the good work.
I thank you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. You're enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah, so far.
Good. All right. Now, we're going to try 215-917. We're going to try you again and see if you're ready, okay? Good morning.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm
wonderful, Kathy.
Okay.
Are you with the grandbabies?
Of course I am, and one of them just decided they was going to play barber and cut the baby's hair, so I had to go running real quick. So I apologize. But I wanted to come on and congratulate you on your 100th episode. I wanted to send kudos out to your guests for the hard work and dedication that she has put forth, not just through blogging, but also through her books. And you know I had to come show you love because you are like my mentor, my broadcasting mother, the person I go to when I'm getting confused and discombobulated. So I just praise God for you and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. That was the wonderful Chappie, as Brother O talked about earlier. This is his wonderful chaplain that comes on Sundays and Tuesdays with her purpose, spirit, and just leading everybody on this whole path of what's your purpose, what's your design, what are you doing, are you following by God's measures and methods. And it's just, I tell you, it is something. Girl, this is something. This 100 has been something. And I'm so glad that you...
Yeah, this is a wonderful 100 for you.
Thank you, thank you. Well, thank you, because I'm telling you, you brought your energy and you brought your creativity and you brought you to celebrate with me. Like I said, you could have been anywhere, babe, doing your thing. You're on break. You could have been chilling and doing your thing, but you were on here with me, and I truly appreciate it. I can't believe the hour is almost gone. Dang.
Yeah, hour went by, right?
And look, and I told you, didn't I tell you it was going to go by? I said, watch. Before we know, as soon as we get on the air, it's going to be all over and said and done, and that's going to be it. Now, before we go, folks need to know how to get your books. Folks need to know how they can get a hold of you. Folks need to know what to look forward to and whatever else that you want to leave people, whatever, since this is the Legacy Builder series, whatever legacy building tidbit that you want to leave folks, you can have
okay.
it. You go right on ahead.
All
right.
I got it. Okay. All right. Well, all right. Well, everyone, I enjoy my time. First, I want to just say how much I enjoy being on Ricky's show, because it's really a wonderful show. Like I said, I've tuned in before, and she's fabulous. She's absolutely great, and I love her. So thank you, Ricky. And I want to let you know that you can buy all my books. You can actually go to my website, MirikaCornelius.com. That's M-I-R-I-K-A, Cornelius.com. My books are available just about everywhere, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Nook, and you can have them ordered all across America in any bookstore that you prefer. Also, you can visit me on akirimpress.com. That's akirimpress.com. If you're an aspiring author or blogger or something like that, and you want to just learn a little bit more about the craft, I do give tips on how to get that done as well. But please find all my books on MarikaCornelius.com. I will be coming out with another book in the fall. I tend to not give out too much information about it because I may just drop it. Sometimes I drop my books, and sometimes I give a release date, but it is a fiction drama. But, yeah, you can go and see. I do write fiction drama, fiction romance, horror, urban. And if you want me to look, and anytime you're on my website, if you want me to try to take a crack at anything, any writing, I will write the book for you. Trust me. Tell me what you want me to write about, and I guarantee you I can write it. That's just how I am.
I already told you what I wanted.
Oh, you already said, girl, look, don't play with me because I will write it. I will write it for you.
Well, wait a minute. We're not finished yet. I just want to let you guys know that you can reach me on, where can you reach me? Google+, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Ricky Jones, Hannah Footprints. Make sure that you like the page so you can keep up on the updates. She's going to put all her information on the Hannah Footprints page, so make sure that you go to that. We do have a caller who just pressed. Oh, goodness, we got a couple calls who just called in the last few minutes. Those of you who just called in, stay on the line because we're going to go a couple minutes into the archive. But thank you guys for being on for the 100th episode. If it's not like breathing, don't do it. Please, 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 please don't do it. Have a great Saturday. Let's make sure if you're at home, make sure that you tune in and watch Wimbledon and cheer on Serena. And now we are in the archives, but we're going to bring on some of the folks. You have anywhere to go, babe?
No, no, I'm good.
All right, so we're going to get the rest of the folks who called in. Good morning. Welcome to Hannah Footprints. How are you?
I'm awesome, awesome, awesome. I just enjoyed the show.
Oh, well,
I had a little power with my phone.
You.
This is Tony J. How are you?
I know who it was. See, listen, I recognize the voice.
You know what? Girl, this life today was going its own way. But I was determined that wherever I stopped, I was going to start up again and keep it moving. So I had quite a few stops today, but I did get a chance to listen to the show. I'm just intrigued and amazed at your guests. A lot
thank
just made my day.
Awesome.
Like I just, oh my God, is she awesome? Oh my goodness, I can't wait to meet her. That's on my to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
But it was awesome. I really, really enjoyed it. And believe it or not, I'm a 6 o'clocker, so I get up at 6 in the morning. And nothing that I planned today went well. But after listening to this young lady and listening to you, Ricky, I'm just as happy as everything went. This is the way I planned. So I guess this was the plan. Sometimes somebody got a plan other than your plan.
That's right.
So,
and that's the truth.
I think
and that is so true, CJ. That is so true. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to talk. We're going to talk later.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I got a couple books I need somebody to write.
You know where to find me. You know.
Okay. I just want to congratulate you, Keith. This is the best show ever. And God bless you and your guests. And hope to be talking to you soon.
Thank you, TJ. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, and this is the first time, this must be you, Marika, because I'm telling you, this is the first time in a long, 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 I'm not even going to say first time in a long time, we've gone into archives and we still have people who want to call in. So I thank you for your energy for bringing that, because this truly is the first time that has happened.
Really?
So thank
don't
you,
say
thank
that.
You. Yes.
Don't say that.
No, I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I am dead serious that we have gone, I mean, we've had people, we've gone into archives before, but we haven't had it where we've gone into archives where people still are calling in to try to, you know, to say something or ask the question. So thank you for that, bringing that energy to the show, because we have one more caller. Good
hey,
morning.
Congrats.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, go ahead. You go ahead and talk. I'm not running my mouth. Go ahead. Because I know who you are, but tell the folks who you are.
Okay, so I'm Marvin Dutton. I was on the show in June. I run an education service that's focused on tutoring and school readiness. And I had the opportunity to come on this show and speak about my company. But I just was really calling for you. And I want to say congrats to you and everything that you're doing. You are a very positive person. You have a very positive spirit. And I like to surround myself around positive people. So I'm glad to have met you, and I'm glad that you have this show and this avenue to talk to the people. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. Thank you for what you do. Yeah, thank you. I'm telling you, this is one of the brothers that Jeff Jones had introduced me to, and I tell you, there is a group of men, and people want to say the men not doing anything, and they're good brothers out here. Listen here, that's a bunch of hooey-balooey. What it is that we're not telling them. So it really is. I want to say something else, but I didn't rate that. I didn't rate this show to say that. I didn't rate it that way to be able to say that. That'll have to be at another time. But, you know, a lot of times that's what I love about you being on, and I love about the guests that I've had, because we have stories. people of color have stories. We have built nations. We have built families. We have done it all and then some. And the media, not all of them, but the media likes to portray something else, and that's so far from the truth. That is so far from the truth.
It's always far from the truth. I hate that. Oh, my gosh.
And that's the main thing that I've been pushing on my Wednesday night show, talking about, listen, and I'm hashtagging, and if I can find a way, if I can figure out a way to trademark it, I am. But if you change, how you change the perception is change the narrative. People, there are always going to be people who are going to be haters, and I don't care what you do. I don't care how you color it. They don't care. They look at you, and they're not going to like you, and that's okay because that's their makeup. I can't do nothing for that. But what the problem is, is the miscommunication and the misunderstanding. People have been grossly miseducated and grossly misunderstand people of color. And I'm not just talking black folks. I'm talking about all of us. All of us, because if somebody got something to say about it, everybody that got a little bit of tinge to them, I don't know why, I don't know what freaked them out about the tinge that they have, I don't know what the hang-up is, that's a whole other story in itself, but at the end of the day, we're all humans, but for those of us of color who want to change people's perception about us, we got to change the narrative. So shows like this, people like you, folks, everybody who's been on here, folks who listen in, you have to put it out there that you are different. No, you're not the norm. This is not the norm. This is not how we get down. This is not our culture. This is not our climate. Because
exactly,
even those people that are part of our culture who, you know, have a tendency to get the spotlight, so to speak, that's not really how people get down. That's not how we normally get down. We're just like everybody else. And the more
and I'm glad you said that, yeah.
We're just like everybody else. My family talks loud, and they like to eat. And listen, you know, I laid a guilt trip down on my son, just like other mothers and other cultures do. It ain't nothing different. There's not too much different. I like rice and beans. I like fried chicken. I like watermelon. I like, listen, hello, good night. I like spaghetti, and I like my gravy, and I like everything. Nothing is different. All the only thing is just the story that's told and how it's told. It can be told in one language. It can be told in a song. It can be told in a book. That's the only thing that's different, because at the end of the day, when we come down to it, all of us are going to meet our maker, whoever or whatever, how we choose to call it, however we want to worship it. If people want to change, and I'm glad, okay, I'm glad that the flag is down, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Now the work really begins. How are we going to change the narrative? Because that's what the problem is. People think they know my story, and they don't.
No, and there's so many things that we can talk about. And that's the thing. And that's another reason why I write how I write, because people need to know that we are more than just one way. And that's not how society has treated us. They want us to stay in a box, and black people aren't in a box. We're the most diverse people in the universe, to me. And so you know, I'm not going to stick to just, you know, people like to say, you write books and they see my black skin, they think it's urban. No, it's not just urban. We write urban, but everything about black people isn't just urban. You know,
right.
It's everything. It's everything that everyone else does, and we do it too, except that that's how they want to see it. And so that's a lot of the reason why I just really do choose to write far out, as far out as I can go.
Well, I'm glad you write. You keep on writing. Get on your break. Write the books. Write. Get back on the blog. Do all everything. Get on TV. Get on radio. Do everything. Everything that you big and bad, bold enough to do, keep on doing what you do. Thank you so much. Don't forget to post on the Hand and Footprints page.
Everybody can meet you. There.
Yep.
Okay.
They can buy your books and everything else. I thank you so much. Thank you so much. Because I don't want them to cut us off, because we're going a little bit over. I don't want to be cut off in the middle and I'm be mad.
Appreciate you, Ricky.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for celebrating the 100th episode. I can't even say it right. Episode with me. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being supportive. If you know someone who is trying to call in and they missed out on the show, that's okay. Tell them the shows are always archived, and they can go on my page and link. You can find me on all the social medias. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for the support. Lord willing. Now, there won't be a show this Wednesday because I will be celebrating my son's 10th birthday. So I'm on a little mini vacation, and it's all about him. So the business is going to be okay. So there will be no show Wednesday. But we're going to pick up with this series of Legacy Builders on next Saturday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to be talking to the founder and CEO of Big Citizen Hub, and that's going to be awesome because the things that this young man is doing with the young folks in California is absolutely amazing. So make sure you guys tune into that. As always, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. Lord willing, we'll do this again next week. Take care. God bless.